The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
64 degrees. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is the president of the Iowa Wild Hockey Club, AHL franchise here in Des Moines, starting their third season. His name is Todd Fredrickson. He's graciously said, yeah, I'll come over and talk to you a little bit, even though he gets really, really busy because the season does start tomorrow. Welcome back to the News Hour, Todd. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate having me on.
How you been?
Great. Terrific.
You look great. You look more relaxed this year than what you did last year.
Well, you know, and now heading into our third season, hopefully we've started to get good at this, you know, and at least launching a season. So some of those initial nerves that we had, just making sure that all the moving pieces would be in place for opening night, some of those are gone. But, you know, every year it's a little bit different. This year we have a brand new HD video board going in at Wells Fargo Arena. So, you know, and it's gorgeous. And fans that haven't seen it yet, they'll get to see it actually in use for the first time at our game tomorrow night. They're going to be impressed by just the clarity of it and how big it is. Yeah. For watching a sport like hockey, it's wonderful. So
the replays are so much faster and so much more clear. See a lot more.
No question. And one thing we've heard from fans is, you know, do more hockey 101, more instructional. Educate us more on the game. And we think with an HD video board, we'll be able to do that, certainly. But, you know, with any new big piece of technology, there's a lot to learn and a lot of bugs to work out. So, you know, you talk about nerves. That's probably, you know, what's most of a concern for us is just making sure that it's ready to go. But we think we're in a good spot and can't wait to drop the puck tomorrow night.
Well, you know, we saw each other on the scrimmage night, green versus white, and which was a fun game to do, you know, and they had, and Joe was out there talking to some of the players and kind of, you know, there might have been 200, 300, 400 people there. I'm not sure.
No, there's over 700.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So crazy.
Those are the fans that, you know, those diehard fans, I guess you'd say, that have missed each other over the course of the summer, so that's why they got back.
I'm glad you said that, because it is a social experience, isn't it?
No question. I mean, we had a barbecue this summer with our season ticket holders out at Raccoon River Valley, and, you know, we probably had 500 people show up at that event, and what we heard over and over again was, gosh, I had been away from hockey. I've been away from my hockey family so long. Yeah. You know, it was so great to get them back together, and that's kind of what that green and white scrimmage always feels like to us.
Well, you know, now with the Cubs on a roll, I mean, that's a big thing for Des Moines. I mean, they packed Principal Park the other day, so it was kind of a fun thing to do. And it was really neat for the park to open that up and have a big celebration out there. And they're going on and playing again this evening. This now we turn the page. We'll watch the Cubs, of course, but now we get to do hockey. And this is such an international sport. You've got players from how many different countries, you think?
Well, we've got players from Switzerland, Sweden, Russia, or Ukraine, Finland,
United
States, Canada. I mean, but, you know, it's obviously people from all over the world are coming to play hockey in North America in the NHL. That's the number one hockey league in the world. So this is where they want to play. And so they usually have to go through the American Hockey League to get there.
One of the things that for folks that are listening that may not be up to speed on exactly what the AHL is, this is professional hockey here in Des Moines, correct?
Yeah, I mean, this is the Premier League, AAA hockey, as you'd say, currently in the American or in the National Hockey League. 93% of all players played in the American Hockey League. Yeah. So, you know, if we've got 23 players on a roster, you're looking at 20 of them playing in the National Hockey League at some point in their career. For coaches, for the GMs, for the referees, it's almost 100% of all NHL referees, coaches, and GMs started out in the American League. So we're a development league for not only the players, but also for management as well. And this is where they hone their skills. We have this kid, Mike Riley, who led the NCAA as a defenseman last year in points. Hobie Baker finalist, signed with Minnesota this summer, and he's coming to the American Hockey League, Iowa Wild, to play and hone his skills before he hopefully makes it up to the National Hockey League.
Well, there's another thing, just like, and again, back to the Iowa Cubs, the Chicago Cubs, players go up and down. constantly. I mean, if there's somebody that needs a little rehab, they come back down to Des Moines before they go back up to Minnesota and back and forth. And that happened quite a bit last year, didn't it?
I mean, we had Zach Dalpe, who's a new player for us this year. He scored two goals in our preseason game in that we played up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Got recalled by Minnesota Wild the next night. Played in the Minnesota Wild's preseason game and then was back down in Des Moines the day after. So, yeah, that movement for these players is just a natural part of their development, and they get called up and they're ready to go at any time. And that's why Des Moines is such a great market
for
Minnesota to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, the proximity is so close.
When the team was down in Houston, that's a long way away. And now it's a couple hours back and forth.
It's a car service, and we have those cars ready to go, and players that get called up, you know, right after one of our games, they'll hop in the car service and they'll be up in Minnesota in 3.5 hours.
It was a good year last year for the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was a good year for Minnesota Wild, and unfortunately they ran into another Chicago Blackhawks team in the playoffs, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup. So I guess if you're going to lose in the playoffs, you might as well lose to the team that goes on to win the Cup. But we struggle down here in Des Moines from a player standpoint, and that's something that Minnesota's put a lot of time and effort in. We went out and got our new GM, Brent Flair, who was announced last week, who's assistant GM with the Minnesota Wild. He's drafted most of these kids that are playing on our roster. So he's got a lot invested in this group down here. And he went out there and he got us some great veterans such as Max Fortunas and Zach Dalpe and some of these other veteran players that are going to come in and really help the Iowa Wild this year.
You told me a great story the other day about a Ukraine player and married a young lady from this area, I believe, here from the United States, and was playing over there in Gdansk, I think it was, and when all of this craziness was going on in Ukraine. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, this is an amazing human story.
Yeah, I guess you just never know where you're going to be year to year. So Ruslan Fedotenko won 2 Stanley Cups in his younger career in the NHL. When he first was getting started, played in the USHL and ended up marrying somebody from Sioux City, Iowa. From there, he went on, had a long career in the NHL, then signed with the KHL maybe 2 or 3 years ago, was playing in his home country of Ukraine, and that's when all the fighting started breaking out. And their KHL team actually played in Donetsk and was part of, they remember hearing bombs going off and gunfire and stuff. And so the KHL determined that it was too unsafe for the KHL team to be playing there. So they actually played their playoff games in another country.
Wow.
To settle the year out. But here's a Ukrainian that went kind of to finish off his career playing in Ukraine and had to leave because of the instability there. Which, his wife being from Iowa, the Iowa Wild seemed like a good fit for him to come play. So
it's a great story. It really is. And has he felt welcomed here?
Well, absolutely. I mean, first of all, how can you not feel welcomed in the Midwest?
That's right.
But, I think for him as a player, his goal is still to get back to the National Hockey League. I mean, he had a long career in the National League and was out for a few years, but he's still 36 years old. And there's older players in the NHL than he is right now. So I think his ultimate goal is to play hard here and earn a call-up to get back to the National Hockey League.
When we talk about some of these older players that are here in town and playing for the Iowa Wild, you're allowed X amount of players that are seasoned players or veteran players to play with a lot of these younger people. How does that all work?
So you're allowed 5 players that have played more than 256 professional hockey games. That could be in Europe, that could be in double-A hockey, single-A hockey. Anytime you're getting paid to play hockey, it's considered a professional game. So you're allowed 5 guys that have played 250 or more, and the rest have to be, less than that.
Right.
And that's why you see most of our players in the age range of 20 to 23, and then you'll have a few of these guys that kind of are spread out there that have got a little bit more experience. And teams do that for several reasons. One, because, it allows you to bring in some skilled players. But two, it allows you to bring in some veteran leadership for these young players. So it's good to have somebody that's been in the National Hockey League for 12 years coaching these younger kids, on how it is
They've
to be a professional.
It.
They've seen it all. And so Max Fortunas is a great example of that, a new defenseman we got who was former captain with the Texas Stars and won a Calder Cup with them 2 years ago. He's a defenseman here. He's got a young family. They bought a house in Waukee. He's settling in to Des Moines, but he's here to really develop the young players and teach them how to be a professional and how, you know, I'm sure he would love to play in the National Hockey League, but his goal really is to be in the American League and to teach young kids how to be professionals.
Yep. Is that pretty normal? I mean, are some of these guys that they have been with maybe the NHL and they say, you know, I understand I'm in the twilight of my career, but I still love the sport. I still love the camaraderie. I want to see if I can bring some younger players along.
No question. Yeah. I think some of that's the character of the individual. They can make a really nice living in this league as a veteran player, and if you've got the right attitude and that desire to help bring along the young kids, you've got a role for you to play here. There's a lot of players that might not have that same attitude that have to go over to Russia and play, and I think there's probably something that's exciting about that, but at the same time, there's something that's really nice about being able to play in Des Moines,
being
Iowa.
Being a mentor.
Yeah, and being a mentor. Yeah. So, you know, we look to those players to really, you know, not only help our lineup because they've got the veteran skills, but also to bring these young kids along.
Well, we're all hoping, all of us that are fans of the Iowa Wild, hope that we have a much better season this year. Got to win some games at home to keep the crowd in. But here's the interesting thing. You know, we did not do very well here at home this year. But what did happen, you guys didn't suffer in attendance.
No, we didn't suffer in attendance. And, you know, the American Hockey League credited us with the best fan experience in the Western Conference this year. And obviously you don't have a great fan experience without great fans, which we do have. And, you know, for us, it's all about the entertainment value, making sure people are having a good time. There's a million things to do in Des Moines in the summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much to do. In the winter, there's not as many options. So we want to provide that entertainment option for fans that are looking to get out and do something, especially during those cold months in January and February. Well, that's what we can provide.
Not too very long ago, I was at a picnic with Tom Hockensmith, and I said to him, I said, Tom, are you kind of getting anxious? He goes, man, I can just feel the hockey. Tom Hockensmith, of course, one of the county supervisors here in Polk County and a big supporter of the Iowa Wild.
Huge supporter and good friend.
Yeah, good guy. Thank you very much, Todd, for dropping by. And you know, I know you've got all kinds of things to do between now and the puck drops tomorrow. What, 7:05 or so?
7 o'clock tomorrow.
We got 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we got 7 o'clock game. We got a tailgate party beforehand that starts at 4:30. 500 free hot dogs
there
for people
go.
That come out to the tailgate party. But it should be a lot of fun. And then we're right back at it on Sunday at 5 p.m. Come out this weekend, see a game, and let's get the puck dropped on our third year.
There you go. Todd Fredrickson, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Iowa Wild Hockey Club, an American Hockey League Association here in Des Moines. You get your opportunity to see the puck drop tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Wells Fargo Arena. I suspect that there's a couple of tickets left.
Absolutely. Go right on to iowawild.com to get tickets.
There you go. All right, we got to check out of here because we got the Iowa 25. We've got the Wall Street Report, the commodity numbers. That's all ahead of Cheryl Tessier with Eat, Play, Love Des Moines, her pick of stuff to do this weekend in the Metro.